Morning, everybody. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Thank you for a privilege that can come to have fellowship with you. Today we come to you. We want to know the word of God. We want to experience all the promise of God. Please speak to us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I'll continue the third part of Jesus' teaching about kingdom of God for the disciple. Let us open Mark chapter 16, verse 17. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons and they will speak with new tongues. So, brothers and sisters, when we talk about conquer the world or extend the world, usually worldly kingdom talk about weapon. No wonder today people live in scary, worry situation, because we know that Russia and Ukraine are in the war. Yeah. So if Europe and US support Ukraine, and then they give powerful weapon, and then Russia also use powerful weapon, what happened with the world? And common sense, worldly kingdom use weapon, usually they use deadly kingdom to destroy, to make the enemy die and no more. Today, we talk about God kingdom. Yeah, God kingdom also have weapon. But God weapon do not destroy human. God weapon always give life for the human. Yeah, give freedom. Give life and give freedom. The only thing that when God give you kingdom, give you weapon, is to destroy the Satan, the demons, and the devil. So, God know when he asks the disciple to extend the kingdom, there is an enemy. That's why Jesus said, I give you weapon. What is the weapon? This sign will accompany those who have believed in my name. They will cast out demon. In my name. Make sure this is our weapon. In my name. In Jesus' name. But sometimes we think more complicated and deeply. Do we know that Satan is already destroyed when Jesus died on the cross? Let's see Colossians chapter 2, 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. When he had discerned the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Yeah. Of course, brothers and sisters, Satan, the leader, is already destroyed when Jesus died on the cross. But still, they haven't sent to the eternal punishment. They haven't sent to eternal judgment. They still, the follower still exists in this world. And then, the way they work in the world is to bondage, to tie every human. Usually in human body, usually in human thinking, and usually in human height. They make bondage for this kind of people. No wonder many human, they cannot see through the word of God. They cannot see through the gospel. This is what Paul said. Their eyes is blind. How can their eyes is blind? Because Satan blind their eyes. And I wonder how Satan usually work to bondage, to make people become slave in this world. Let us open Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, 17 to 21. For the flesh set it desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, affection, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such thing will not inherit in the kingdom of God. So this is the way Satan do. This is the way Satan hold human life. And then Paul have said that before he believed Jesus Christ, he also in this kind of situation. And then he cry out, who can help me? Who can release me? But thanks God, brothers and sisters, Jesus has overcome the Satan. And then he has authority. And that authority, he gave it to the disciple, which is we have read at Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. We go back again. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. He said that this sign will accompany those who have believed in my name. They will cast out demons. Yeah, they will cast out demons. So, brothers and sisters, make sure demons with S, that means plural. Yeah. As we know that the leader usually called Satan and Evil. Satan and Evil is the same. But the demons is the follower or the spirit. Many kind manifestation from the devil or the evil or the Satan. As we know that when Satan, they don't want to follow God, they bring one-third of the angel. So this one-third of the angel who don't want to follow God, their manifestation is called demons. So demons is a small Satan, but the boss is the big one. The boss is already destroyed by Jesus, but still this kind of demons still hold human life by bring them live according the flesh. Yeah. With human power, they cannot cast out the demon. But thanks God, brothers and sisters, Jesus give us the power. In my name, you can cast out demon. Yeah, in my name. When I was in Jakarta, I seldom do exorcism ministry. But in Hong Kong, yeah, I did it. Some of the sisters, which are not believe Jesus Christ, they come to Hong Kong. They usually bring something that make them have more power because of this demonic. And then when they believe Jesus Christ, they want to give up the things in their body or in their wallet. And then when they bring it to God, we need to do spiritual power to release them. I don't get any occultism class when I was in seminary. I just go ahead using this verse. In Jesus' name, yeah, pray for them. And thanks God, I can see that Jesus' power is real, and they give it not only to me, but to everybody who want to extend, who want to bring back all this losing soul come to Jesus. Now, if we go back to the book of Acts, we can see that the name of Jesus powerful because, number one, Acts chapter 4:12, only in the name of Jesus we can get salvation. The second, yeah, if we see Acts chapter 3, verse 6, I really love this verse, Acts chapter 3, verse 6. But Peter said, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but in the name of Jesus Nazareth, walk. And suddenly, he walked. The name of Jesus. And then we can see again on Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. God was performing extraordinary miracle by the hand of Paul, so that handkerchief or apron were even carried from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out. Brothers and sisters, this all miracle happened by the power of the name of Jesus. Remember, Matthew chapter 28 said, I have all authority. Then I give you the authority. I go with you. So I can say that we are have this kind of authority. But the problem is, do we believe? Do we use it? Do we prepare it to become the soldier of Christ? Sometimes we are too humble and we do not realize that we have this power. No. I only small potato in the church. No. You are house church leader. You go. You are board of member. You go. No. Pastors, you go first. But Bible said, no. If you believe, you have the power of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to tell your neighbor, you have that power. Go ahead and let them know you have that power. We have the power. How we experience it. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. And don't have a doubt heart. Yeah? Live in holiness and use to extend the kingdom of God by sharing the gospel, pray for other people, and whenever they come to you, ask something, counseling, we need to close with prayer. Last Sunday, I was in Yuen Long and my wife in Causeway Bay. There are one new student from Igape. She learned guitar and then she come too early for the class. And we start worship and my wife said, why don't you go in and then join together. And then after that, my wife prayed for her. Suddenly tears come out, brothers and sisters. Tears come out. There is a power that touched her heart. Yeah. Last night, she joined our prayer meeting. And then when we pray together, I open my small eyes to see which is pray with whole heart. And I see her pray with whole heart and then put her hand on the heart. So I can say that the power of Jesus already take her out from the darkness, from the old life. So I'm so happy to see this one. I thanks God that God give us this kind of power. So don't be hesitant to use it. Remember the logo of Nike shoe? Just do it. Yeah? Just do it. Go ahead. Just do it. That's why whenever we sit down with someone and then they said, oh, I have so much trouble. Oh, my family have a lot of problem. Oh, my business is going down. Oh, I lost too much for Bitcoin. Yeah, I lost too much for Bitcoin. Now, I don't know what to do. I also don't know what to do. Yeah, but can I pray for you? Pray for him. And then we can see the power of God. But remember, brothers and sisters, if we go back to Acts chapter 19, let's see verse 13. Acts chapter 19, verse 13. But also some of the Jewish exorcists who went from a place to place attempting to name over those who had the evil spirit, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul practiced. Seven sons of one Sceva of Jewish chief priests were doing this. And the evil spirit answered and said to them, I recognize Jesus, I know about Paul, but who you are? But who you are? If you are not living in Jesus, don't use the name of Jesus. If you don't know who is Jesus, don't use the power. Because it's very clear, the power, the authority is given to the disciple. That's mean, yeah, from believer, we need to move to be disciple. Disciple means follow Jesus. These seven people, their position in society is high. Sons of chief religion. Yeah? But they don't get the power because the power not given to people who have high hierarchy in human. The authority not given to people who have false motivation. Yeah? But the authority give to the disciple who want to obey God. If you obey God, then you can use this authority. Today, many people live in slavery. Oh, you can say that we live in modern city. Yes, your body maybe have freedom, but spirit and heart still in the bondage of devil. They need us. We need to go out. We need to pray for them. And then we need to bring back. And then finally, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus, there are other small part of spiritual weapon, which is we can see from Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20. Of course, I will not continue. Yeah. Next time, we can make a series about spiritual weapon. Yeah. That God already gave it to you. But make sure when you use this weapon, the name of Jesus, you must believe, you must have relationship with God, and just go ahead. God will go with you. Let us pray. When the disciple discuss with Jesus about to extend the kingdom of God, for sure they have worldly concept. No wonder they talk about weapon. Even when Jesus, the night before the soldier caught him, Peter take out the sword. Peter want to fight with them. But Jesus said, put out your sword. During 40 days, Jesus talked about kingdom of God to the disciple. For sure, the disciples asked Jesus, what kind of weapon that you give it to us? And Jesus said, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Name represented person. I will go with you. Brothers and sisters, the same power, authority, and weapon, God give it to us. Make sure that we have this authority and power, not to destroy human, but to release human from bondage. Yeah. We are the agent of God. We are the soldier of God. We have this authority. Let us use this authority. When we minister someone, pray for them, for sure, pray in the name of Jesus. God bless us. Soon. Brothers and sisters, let us use the power of the name of Jesus this morning. Maybe some of you have personal problem. Today, use this power to release you. Maybe your family has a problem. your parents have not believed Jesus Christ, pray for them in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Maybe your friend has a lot of problem. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. Yeah. God already gave this power to us. Let us use it for ministry, for winning the soul by the end to extend kingdom of God. Now we continue to use the power of name Jesus. We pray for people, community who have cancer. We pray in the name of Jesus. They get healed. Let's pray together. Also pray for people who are in physical weakness, but they also need spiritual salvation. We pray in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there is a freedom for their spirit and for their soul. There is a miracle for their body. Also pray for people in infirmities condition. Yeah, let's pray so that they get perfect healing from God. Let also pray for people who have COVID or and also pray for church member who works to help COVID people. They are frontline medical worker. We pray for them that God will give them double protection. Let's pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. May God give them the best. Brothers and sisters, today our mission focus, we pray for Singapore, Pastor Sam Kim, pray for Indonesia, Spain, Pastor Slamet, and pray for Philippines, Pastor Ernie. Pray for ministry in Singapore, Indonesia, and Philippines. Let's pray together. Also pray for education ministry, SP Kid, SP Youth, then SPU. Pray for Pastor Lisa, Donald, and then Grace. Pray for them who run this ministry. Also pray for prayer and healing ministry, IP, the well, and the river. We pray that many people can join and equip to use praying as a ministry for others, to see more miracle in this church. Pray for local outreach and evening outreach, Igape, Homi, SP Light, Bridge, Recreation, SP Light, and Homi outreach. Let's pray together. Also pray for pregnant mom, Fiona, Leslie, and all the friends. We pray that God will protect them, and when the time is up, the baby come out with perfect health. Finally, we pray for household activity. We pray for Kulian West, East Bay, Mac Robinson, Olympic, Robin Hood, and then Ventris. We pray that members can come gather together and grow together. Father, thank you for a good time that you have given to us. Thank you for giving us the authority in the name of Jesus. We will finish our prayer meeting, but the life is still continue. And thank you for your willingness to go with us and then allow us to use your name in our life, in our ministry, in our sharing gospel to other people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day. God bless you.